The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Today we're going to hear from Kim Bosher about 2021 season. And the crazy thing is, she's already gone away back to Australia, so I'm hoping that she's going to be listening to this in mid-air. Kim, thank you for what you've done for Team Bath this season. Let's enjoy. I just need to buy a fanfare here, because I'm now speaking to Player of the Year at Team Bath, Kim Bosher. Well done.
Thank you.
It's not why you do it, but what's that like to get accolades like that?
I think Players Player is quite an special award because it actually comes from your peers and the people that you're around. So I'm actually really chuffed by it. And the fact that I've received it my first year as well, to still have that sort of effect or well, not even effect, but I guess just still having that, I don't know what it is. Honestly, Andy, I've got no idea what it is that I actually do to sort of get those things. But I'm really proud and I'm quite humbled.
Most accurate shooter in the Super League, 93%. I mean, you maybe won't take notice of that during the season, but when it's there at the end of it, you'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that stat. With our lovely video analysis team, Pippa, she was telling me that I was a super green stat, and in her way that they sort of do all their stats. So for me, that's amazing. And I think there was only a couple of times that I sort of dipped below what for me is my standard, I guess. So across at Team Bath, we have we're expecting our shooters to be 85% or above. But for me this year, I set myself to a target of 90%. I think there was maybe two games or so that I didn't really, or three games that I didn't hit that target. So, you know what, I'm pretty proud of that stat as well, because, I mean, I'm not even 6 foot. So, and 9 times out of 10, my defenders are taller than me too. So not bad for an old girl.
We'll use the word established here, if that's all right.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You all got little necklaces for the awards. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we decided to sort of go down a different path of, rather than your stock standard trophy, which are lovely, by the way, but it's a bit more personal. And we can sort of wear it and have like our little Team Bath sort of with us. So it's got the two colours, so blue and gold, and it's got Team Bath 2021 engraved on it as well. So, and it had like a little personal note attached to it. So very big shout out to the ladies at Honey and Willow for sorting that out for us.
To finish second, though, after that season, you've still got to be proud and just take in what you all achieved.
Yeah, I'm super proud of the girls, but you know, I'm a bit disappointed that I couldn't bring it home for them. And I know I'm not obviously to blame because it is a team sport, but you know, as a leader, you sort of feel like that you have underachieved and been able to lead your team to victory, I guess. So I am very disappointed that we haven't got it, but you know, bloody hell, Andy, like to get second place and through the season that we've had and to have bubbles and not be able to see everybody in the amount of tests. I think I'm up to like 38 COVID tests this season since arriving over here. It's a hell of an achievement, and not just for our team, but for all the clubs as well, because I mean, it was bloody hard with all the travel, the commitment that each club and franchise had to sort of make as well, and just the personal sacrifices on the players. So not only like, am I proud of my girls, but I'm proud of the league and netball as a general and how we've been able to, I guess, handle the situation at hand.
Yeah. Let's look at Sophie. That partnership's grew stronger. A word on her?
Yeah, I love working with Soph. We've really come along this year, I thought, and she's really matured as a player. Honestly, it just
that
keeps
picture
getting
you
better
posted as well. That was nice.
Yeah, so it was really lovely, actually. So somebody from the Lightning they were supporting Lightning on the final weekend, and she took the photo and she sent it through, and she's like, I was, you know, sorry to send this through, but I just thought you'd really appreciate this little moment. And it was beautiful little little photo of my little grasshopper. It was really lovely. And our partnership, like she's such a lovely girl. And I think because we've really taken the time to get to know each other and we spend a lot of time together, Soph and I, so we're constantly talking. And while I was back home in Australia, she was always checking in to make sure I was okay. And she's like, when's my little partner in crime coming back? So I think that off-court relationship has a lot to do with how you perform on court as well.
What have you got from Anna and Jura's coaches?
They're very different coaches. I mean, both absolute superstars in their own right. Anna's so technical with how she does things, and she knows the game inside and out. And Jo is just this like breath of fresh air, and she just really sees things outside the box, and has like a different view on things. So it's actually quite nice, and they complement each other quite well.
Who do you think's been the toughest opponent? Was it Lightning in the final?
There's some tough sort of lineups out there. I mean, we obviously seem to have struggled with Mavs, having lost to them both times, and they had quite a good strong unit in there as well that covers a range of different skills, I guess. They've got height, they've got agility, they can jump, you know, they can run with you in this with that speed and stuff as well. But you know, Lightning have got a great little unit down that defensive end as well, and they've got quite a number of different defenders that can slot in there and change things up with how they play. So yeah, they are a quality side, Lightning.
Though on the flip side, there must have been some games where you've come off court and just thought, yes, done it.
I mean, to beat Thunder three times this season, it was pretty amazing. And in the way we sort of went about it as well, there was that game where we just came out of the blocks absolutely firing. And I mean, who beats a Thunder side by 25 goals? Like that's very, very rarely unheard of, you know? And then in the last two games, oh, that was closer, but I think that was a really good step for Team Bath in that direction, because previous years, from what the girls have said, that we would have crumbled under that pressure and not been able to kick on. So I'm very proud that we were able to do that a number of times this season and push on in crucial moments.
And it would have made a big difference at the weekend having a crowd in.
Yeah, it was quite nice. It was rare. It was lovely to have that support, and you know, every now and then you'd hear a go Kim, go Team Bath sort of thing. And we had quite a really good support group there with us from our training associates, and just some family and friends and things like that. So we really did appreciate the support, and we could definitely hear you out on court. So every opportunity I got, because I was obviously trying to be focused in the game, but you know, I obviously wanted to acknowledge the fact that we could hear the crowd, and if they yelled out like the go Kim, I'd give them a little cheeky wave sort of thing. But no, and for me in particular, with not having that support network sort of over here, because it's just me here, it was really lovely just to know that I had that support.
Did Rich pay you that tenner after the conversation we had last week?
No, she didn't.
I'd get on
That's
to
all right.
that.
No, I'm actually going to go meet up with her soon. We're going to go have an ice cream with her anyway.
A lot of us want to thank you for what you've done in this season. Obviously, the Team Bath fans as well. So cheers for that, Kim. Good work.
Oh, thanks. I don't know what I've done. I just got out there and played some netty. But no, it's been a fantastic season. And as much as it was a bit in doubt about whether I'd come over with COVID and stuff, but I'm glad that I, you know, left the safety of my small town home 2 weeks before Christmas to endure 3 months
And
of lockdown to
yeah,
do
I
a
mean,
season. It was great.
how are you going to spend the next couple of months? Are you off back home for a bit?
I am. So my first flight was cancelled. So plan is to get home. Got to do 14 days of isolation in a hotel in Sydney, and then I can go home to see my family.
See you next season? Question mark.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard at the moment because I think they're doing a lot of some work on the contract. So no one's actually been able to sign or do anything, and you're really not meant to contact players. So I'd ideally like to come back for another season. But yeah, I can't give too much away, Andy, because I actually don't know too much, mate.
Great to hear from Kim. On her way back to Australia, about to start a well-deserved break. Just want to remind you that we're staying online during the close season, so if there's something going on at your club, you can send us a DM if you want. We're at the Netball Show, or an email as well, info@thenetballshow.co.uk. Lots of things to come over the next couple of weeks, so thanks for your support as always.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.